we're going to do the Just Ask Jess. So the illustrious Roz is, as always, going to ask me a question selected from her magic question bag of tricks. I don't know what's coming. We'll see what she gives me, and I'm going to do my best to answer it in a Compass Mentis fashion.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks, Jess. Well, this week we got another really interesting question that came in the mailbag for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. You're supposed to say that.
I didn't sound very ready, didn't I? Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready. Well, excuse me.
Okay, here it is. We're growing and have lots of new people. I'm trying to introduce more structure to our onboarding process because right now it's basically just sink or swim. But a lot of it falls to me and I don't have much time. Preaching to the choir over here. Any tips on how we can onboard people quickly?
Ooh, okay. It's not such a tangly one. No one's like unhappy in this one, which is good. So as much as possible, I mean, much as I'm probably going to wax lyrical at some point on this show about technology and people, technology is your friend. What can you automate? So create checklists. And in fact, if you buy our HR toolkit, we have an onboarding checklist in that toolkit. So you don't have to keep remembering every time what you're supposed to do every time somebody joins. Also a checklist you can give to somebody else. So if there is somebody else you can get to help you out with doing all the nits and bits and pieces, that's great. So I tend to separate between like onboarding and like orientation. So orientation for me is you show up, you got a desk, someone shows you how to find your way around, where's the coffee machine if you're in an office, when the bathroom, how do you use Teams or Slack or whatever if you're virtual, and it's kind of the finding your way around piece. That's all kind of day one-y stuff. Most of that can be kind of checklisted to make sure it's done and probably given to somebody else to do if you're too busy to do it. Then there's like onboarding, which is helping the person become proficient as fast as possible in what they're doing. And that takes a little bit longer. And that should be kind of interwoven with a probationary period if you have one. And if you don't, I'd suggest you do, so that you're setting somebody up for success. You can still map that stuff out though, right? So if it's 3 months or 6 months, you can still map that out. But think about what can you template. What can you do as online learning? So we, for example, we produce overview courses that we host for clients in an online site. So when the client, when the person starts day one, you've got time to spend with them in the morning to get their like CRA paperwork and stuff done, but then you need them to go do something because you've got email, you've got to check. You can set them up to do their online courses for a couple of hours. That gives you a chance to go back to work and gives them a chance to still learn without you having to sit there and take them through an endless PowerPoint of information that gets a bit boring for everybody after a while. So I think about like what templates can you use? What checklists can you create? Standard presentations, online learning, anything that they can kind of do before they show up too, if that's possible. Some people have security reasons you can't do that, but if they can do stuff before they come, then they hit the ground running when they show up. So that's kind of the nuts and bolts of it. Make sure though, if you do, particularly if you have a probationary period, but even if you don't, but certainly if you do, you need to be having check-ins with people regularly. So if that's not you, identify who it is. But at the 1 month mark, the 3 month mark, and if your probation period goes that long, the kind of 5.5 month mark, you need to sit down and talk about how that person is doing relative to what success looks like in the job in order to make it work. And if you have a legally defined probation period as it's in their contract, that meeting has to happen before the end of the probationary period. So I've seen some clients go, it's a 6 month probationary period, so 6 months and 1 week, I will have the last probationary review. No, it has to happen at 5 months and 3 weeks, not after the end of the probationary review period. All right. So, but all those things can have checklists associated, templates associated, e-learning and that kind of stuff is really useful. So if you do buy our toolkit, there's a lot of that already in there, like short courses and stuff like Respectful Workplace is already built. But you can also build your own if you've got the time.
Amazing. And people find the toolkit on the E3 website.
So it's in the process of being built. It's supposed to go live in September, but if you want to have anything before then, give us a shout.
Amazing. So reach out and get on the list to be in the know.
Yes. Okay. And I am contemplating, we're going to see whether we put this out. I am contemplating pre-selling founder rates. So if you are one of the first 100 people to sign up for the toolkit, you get a lifelong annual subscription price. So that might be something worth considering.
Love it. Awesome. Yeah. Thanks, Jess.